everybody. We are Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. So, when we left off, we were having a conversation about, whether there is this idea of if the husband can be made for only half the nether, right? Only half the nether that his wife takes. And that kind of took us on a little bit on a detour for a minute because of an example that we gave, or a proof that we tried to bring. And we're going to talk about that proof, and then we're going to come back to that original question. So the very last proof that the Gemara had brought was about a woman who became a Nazir, and then her husband, she became Tameh, etc., violated her, and she drank wine, basically violated her Naziris, and then the husband had been made for her and she didn't know about it, etc. And one of the things that and we tried to use as a proof, maybe he can be made for this part but not that part, but Rav Yosef said a Naziris l'chatzayim, and Abai was like, what do you mean? But you mean there's a korban l'chatzayim Naziris? And so Abai says, no, a Naziris l'chatzayim the ain korban l'chatzayim. So the Gemara is going to attack this idea that Rav Yosef said that, or that Abaye says that ein nazir lechatzayin and ein korban lechatzayin. But this doesn't mean that there can't be, a nazir that's half or a korban that's half. We'll see what that means as we move along. So Gemara says the following: Meisvei ha'isha shenadra ben nazir v'yifrisha behemta. So a woman made a neder to become a nazir, and she already had separated her animal. Meaning, the assumption is if she's separating an animal, meaning an animal for a korban, because she had become tameya. Right? So she became a nazir, she then became tamei meis, which was a violation of the naziris, and now she's getting ready to bring the korban she has to bring to be mechaper, to get herself tahor again, which she has to do. And there's multiple korbanos that have to be brought at this stage, and then she become typically what would happen if there had been no hafara, she would then like become a nazir. She never like stops being a nazir, right? She's brings the korbanos to the fact that she became tameya, and then she kind of continues her naziris at that point. But in this case, she took a neder to become a nazir. She became tameya. And then was hifrish behemta. She separates the behemta she's going to bring as a korban. And then her husband goes ahead and is made for the naziris. So what happens here, right? On the one hand, she already violated the naziris. She already separates the animal to bring it as a korban. Right? She's designated the animal as a korban. So, and then the husband's been made for it. So the husband's made for it, so the whole thing never happened. What happens now? So the mission says what happens there. Mevia chata sa'of, ve'ein mevia ola sa'of. So she brings the chata sa'of that she's supposed to bring, but she doesn't bring the ola sa'of. Okay? Ve'i amris ein korban lechatzi nazirus, amai mevia chata sa'of. Right? You just told me there's no such thing as a korban for half the nazirus. But if that's true, then what should you say? If he was Mayfair, and in some way he was able to stop some element of her Naziris from continuing or ever having happened or whatever, so then if he knocked it out, in which case she shouldn't have been bringing any korban, right? And if he didn't stop it, and she is a Nazir, so let her bring all the korban she's supposed to bring, right? So take a look in the Ran. Meisavi ha'isha shenodra ben Nazir ve'yifrisha behemta klomar shenit meis kvar. Kodem hafresh asa, right? She had already become Temeya before she was mafresh. Kodem hafresh asa shal behem, before she separated this animal. The kevet dekatani mevia chata sa'of, right? Because since it's telling us that she was, she brings a chata sa'of, memela mashma denitmes, right? That must mean that she had already become Temeya. She'en nazir mevi chata sa'of, elal iske tuma, right? There's some korbanos, some korbanos a nazir brings at the end of the naziris. Even if the Nazir never becomes Tameh, right? Just by the end of the 30 days, there's certain korbanos, including korban chatas, the sort of discussion that we showed him, why is he bringing korban chatas? Because it was a good thing that he, you know, it was, it was, he was doing the right thing by being a Nazir, so it means a Chatas for stopping, or he brings the Korban Chatas because it's the wrong thing to be a Nazir. But the bottom line is there are certain Korbanos you bring either way just by finishing the Naziris. But if you become, but if you wouldn't bring the Chatas Ha'of unless you became Tomei, right? So it must be, so, fine, She'ein Nazir may be Chatas Ha'of, Ela Alis Ketumas. That's how we can discern that what's happening in this brisa here, Nazir, is that she became Tomei. Fine. V'hadi Gatani V'Frisha Behemta. So what does it mean that she separated the animal? Hainu La'asham. That's for the korban asham, because you bring a chatas and an asham. Shekei Nazir Tomei may be Behema La'asham, because the Nazir has to bring both, a chatas and an asham. Ula Rabusa Nakta Lomar. So why is it telling me that she separated a Behema? Just tell me she separated the chatas off. So I was saying she separated the behema. It's being more expansive here. Lo marsha afa pishi frisha behemta kodem hafara. That even though she'd already separated the behema, right, which is going to be as a korban, the asham, it's like a sheep or something. So, and this is all before he was mayfair. Afilu hachi ein mevia olas haof mishi hafala. Nevertheless, right, she's not going to bring the olas haof anymore once the hafar takes place. Okay, vi amris ein korban lachatz in naziris. And if you're going to tell me that you don't bring a korban for half a naziris, right? She mansa kvar, meaning for the basically that the amount of naziris that she already counted, right? So she was a nazir for whatever a certain amount of time, right? And you're going to tell me you don't bring a korban for just it doesn't mean mamish half necessarily 15 days, but a section of the naziris, right? She came in shalohi shlima minyan shalim. And since she didn't finish the whole 30 days, af masha mansa lo chashiv la, so then even what she, meaning she could have been 27 days, right? But she didn't finish, right? Since she didn't finish, it shouldn't be counted at all. Velo mikri naziris, the whole thing wasn't naziris. Im kain, am I mevia chadas of? In which case, why should she be in the chadas of either? Al tuma, she irula, behal lo mikari naziris klal. She didn't finish the naziris was a zero. And if the naziris was a zero, it turns out that the Tumma that she contracted doesn't matter, and she shouldn't be a korban at all, right? So what do you mean? You told me, right, that this idea that ain korban lachatz in naziris. If there's no korban lachatz in naziris, so then why is she bringing anything? Fine. If you want to know more about which korban a nazir brings, stay tuned for the next mesechta. We'll get all the information that you want. But okay, fine. So what's happening here? So answer the Gemara. Ve'elama yesh korban lachatz in naziris shalosh behemos by lasuye chatas ola ushlamin. So the Gemara says, okay, so fine. So that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was, you told me there's no korban lachatz in naziris. That's not true, because if she was a nazir even for a certain amount of time and she comes to Meya, she at least brings the chatas ha'of. That sounds like a korban for chatz in naziris. Sounds like a korban for some part of the naziris. Fine. So the Gemara responds, okay, but that's your kasha, but elamai. So what do you want to tell me? So elamai, yesh korban chatz in naziris? You want to tell me there is korban for chatz in naziris? Shalosh behemos by lasuye. Chatas ola v'shlamim. That's true. If you want to tell me there is, again, this is where the language of chatzi, you have to put this in the right place here. It's not a chatzi korban, but it's korban for chatz in naziris. Right, that you're bringing a korban for, you want to tell me now there is a korban that you bring, or a korbanos that you bring for having a partial naziris, basically, right? So the Gemara says, if that's true, well, there were three korbanos you're supposed to bring for the naziris. So why is she only bringing the chatas ha'of? Maybe she should bring the chatas to Ola and the shlamim. If she did some naziris and you bring a korban for that, maybe I bring all the korbanos. And because she did do some partial naziris. Look at the ground again. Ela ma yesh korban lachatz in naziris. Shalosh behemos by lasuye. Right? Im lo nitmeis. If she hadn't become tameya, tahanu chatas ola. Chatas ola shlamim. Right? Even if she hadn't become tameya, there are three korbanos you bring anyways. You bring a chatas and an ola and a shlamim. V'hashta she nitmeis. And now that she's tameya, yesh lahavi asham ve'olas haof ve'chatas haof. Right. So now she, because she came tameya, she should still bring an asham and olas haof and a chatas haof. Right, so meaning there are other things to bring here. If you really want to say that if you're using this brisa as a proof that there is korban lachatz in naziris, you're missing some of the korbanos that she should be bringing. Right, inami, or another way to say this, afilu nitmeis, even if she came to meya, by lasuye shalosh behemos, she has to bring three animals. the kevin de baal lav mi akar akar ela megas guys, right? Meaning, if you want to argue, the husband didn't uproot some of the language we saw a few daf ago, right? He doesn't uproot the naziris from, you know, mei kara, like, you know, the mafreya, but rather he cuts it off at where it is, right? Mehafar ve'elach nimsa the chatzim mini naziris shemansa bimkoma omed. If that's true, I mean, if all he does is stop you where you got to, but doesn't uproot it from the beginning, so however many days she said she had naziris, she had naziris, right? In which case she became tamei, right? And the naziris that she already experienced is there. It can't go away, right? And if you tell me that it's true that there's a korban for some of a naziris, korban or naziris, detara achat shetitar, right? Because again, like we mentioned before, you bring korbanos for the becoming tamei. There's also korbanos you bring for finishing the naziris, and she should bring that also. Can I bring the nitma achem relates? But the bottom line is, there's more to bring here. So if you really, if you think you have such a proof here, and this is the response, if you think you have such a proof that there is a korban or a korbanos that are brought when a person does, chatzi naziris, some element, some, you know, partial naziris, then tell me you're bringing all the korbanos. Shouldn't just be bringing one of them. So rather, what's going on? So rather, there must be a different pshat in this brisa. El olam ein korban chatzi naziris. No. It's not true. If you have some piece of naziris, you're not bringing, you know, korban for, you know, all the korbanos for that naziris. So then what's this about? V'chatas ha'of demasya mishum dechatas al safik. So why in the world is she bringing the chatas ha'of? Right? Why is this one korban being singled out that she's bringing that? Because a chatas ha'of in general is brought al ha'safik. What do we mean? Take a look at the Ran. The chatas mishum dechatas ha'of asya al safik v'kevan dekiel kulei hai. Right, the korban known as the chatas ha'of is generally relatively lenient. I mean, typically, we have a rule: you don't bring a korban misafik. Why? You might say safik deraisa l'chumra, so I should bring a korban. Right? If I'm safik korban, I should bring it. Well, there's another problem, which is that it's also to bring chulin la'azara. Right? You can't bring chulin into the azara. So if you're not chay of a korban, just to bring it, you can't do that. There are other korbanos you could do that with. You know, like an ola, for example, you can decide, you know, I'll bring it, and either I'll bring it, you can make a tanai, you know, I'll bring it as a, you know, I'll bring this korban as an ola I'm supposed to bring. And if not, if I'm not chayiv, it's an ola s'nedava. Right? But a chatas can't be brought that way. Right? So how does it, so you can't just bring a korban misafik. So why is a chatas of allowed to be brought misafik? Because it's already more meko. Even the kiel kulei hai, dal ha-safik nami ba, in general, chatas ha'of is brought in general, al-safik, ve'enin al-cheles, and you don't need it, anyways. So asya nami lechatsin azir, so I can bring it also as lechatsin azir. Take a look at the Mepharish explains it a little bit more. He says, yeah, take a look bechatas ha'of in the Mepharish. He says bechatas ha'of ha'chi masya. This is what you need it for. The mishum ha'chi ain't it tzricha lahavi. You really shouldn't have to bring it. Velo klum da hefila, because he was made from the dinner anyways. El mishum the Rabbi Lazar kafar, because Rabbi Lazar kafar said the following. Da amar hanazer mevi chatas al tzir atzam min ha'yayin. Meaning, we mentioned this before, right? That there's a discussion about why the korban, the nazir in general brings a korban chatas, right? And one shot is because he was tzir asma min ha'yayin. He didn't allow himself to some pleasure that otherwise he would have been allowed to have, and that's wrong. And so you bring a korban chatas for that reason, right? But that's also, by the way, one of the things that the husband can be mefir. We're going to see this later. The husband can be mefir specifically things that, you know, in nefesh, right? But she's being zira asma min ha'yayin. Fine. But if that's true, in a chatas ha'of is brought even ala safek. Da amor zira asma min ha'yayin mitchilas haneder, right? Because the bottom line is she was mitzayir herself from wine from the beginning of the neder ad shah safara until the time that he was mefir, right? The ashkechad chatas ha'of asya nami ala safek. And why is that? Because chatas ha'of is generally brought even in the safek. And what's the case of a chada zot being brought misafik? The yoledes. The yoledes sheipila. What happens in a situation where a woman has a miscarriage? Ve'en yadua mahipila. She doesn't know im chadicha im vlad. So let's say a woman miscarried and she doesn't know was the baby viable or not. So it's a shayla that becomes a suffix whether she's chayavis in a chadasa over or not. Right? So, as korban yoledes. So in that case, what happens? Mivia chadasa over. In that case, she brings the korban anyways, right? V'hol v'esh. So that's a halacha over there by yoledes. But the bottom line is you see a concept of a chadasa of being brought misafik. You see that there's a chadasa of that we bring even if you're not positive, right? V'hol v'deshecham ba'alma the chadasa of ba'al asafik. Hachanami masyahi chadas of. So it's almost like we borrow it. Because there are scenarios where chadas of can be brought misafik, so we say, okay, so over here also, where she already was sira asmin minayayin, she already, you know, did some things here in terms of the naziris, so we allow her to bring it. But the point being that if it wasn't for that concept, that generally chadas of can be brought misafik, otherwise we would not have brought it. All right? And so it's sort of like a unique thing to this particular korban. But in general, if you'd ask me, is there korban the chatz naziris? The answer is no, right? But the only reason we allow, so why do we have this one korban chatz in the whole kashrut? So why are you bringing only one of the three korbanos? The answer is something unique about this korban, since it's permitted to bring anyways misafik. So fine, she already went through some of this process and became tameya, etc. The whole story. So we say, you know what? Let her bring the chatz of. But that's not because we hold Yesh Korban Chatz in his ears. It's for a separate reason. Fine. So that answers that kasha that the Gemara brought. Fine. But now the Gemara is going to go back to attacking the point that was made earlier. And that was the shita that we saw earlier from Rav Yochanan. Yes, correct, from Rav Yochanan. That we talked about a woman, a person was, that Rav Yochanan had said, a nadra mishteki karas, right? The woman who takes a neder on, you know, she's not going to, she konam herself from two loaves of bread. Ba'achas misana, ba'achas ein misana, right? One is a delicious challah that she likes, and one is like an old yachi type of bread, you know, coarser flour that she doesn't like anyways, right? So we said, can she be, if he's mayfair, right? So we said, mayfair le misana, ve'ei mayfair le she'ei misana, right? Or do we say, no, that she, you know, Rabbi Yochanan said this idea, that when the guy does a hafara, so the husband is hafara, he can be made for only the part that she, that was in nefesh, but not the part that's not in nefesh, right? And we're trying to attack that idea. So now we're returning to that problem, and we're going to attack it again. So Eisevei, Haisha Shenadra Benazir. So now we're going to, again, a new case, but again, trying to talk about somehow, you know, do we split up the hafara? So a woman took a neder again. It's another case that a woman took a neder to become a nazir. V'nit meis. And she became a tameya. Tameya lemeis. But she shouldn't have done because she's a nazir. Fine. V'achar kach hefer labayla. And now the husband, afterwards, she became tameya already, he goes ahead and he is mefer her naziris. Okay. Mivia chat asof. V'ein mivia ol asof. Okay. Sound familiar. Okay, she brings the same case, right? So she goes in and she brings the chad asof. She doesn't bring the ol asof, but now we're bringing it for a different purpose, this price. Okay, so she only brings the chad asof, not the ol asof. Okay? V'yamris, meyfer l'misana, ve'meyfer l'shein misana. And if you want to say the guy can do hafara, right? And split it up, right? His one hafara can nail the neder that was inyan nefesh, and it doesn't touch the neder that's not inyan nefesh, right? So if that's what happens, Dilma miyayin de isla tsara hefila, mitumas meis to leisla tsara lo hefila. Maybe you'll say like this: well, you became a nazir and you wanted to be mayfair, so maybe the only thing he was mayfair was from the fact that she's not allowed to drink wine, right? Because drinking wine is something that is a tsar for her. That's something that's a benefit, that's an enjoyment that she now loses by taking the naziris, but not becoming tamei meis. Maybe that's not something that she likes so much. Who likes to be tamei meis? It's not some pleasure people get to have. So maybe the hafara only knocks out her ability to drink wine, but it doesn't knock out, or this decision she made not to drink wine, but it doesn't knock out the decision she made to not become tamei meis. So maybe it should be, you know, only part of it. So how about that? So take a look at the Ran. Ha'isha shenadru benazru nit mizrachach hefer la baila ein mivi alisa opens all the way in the bottom of the, sorry, the round points before the east of the Rav Yochanan parach. Now we're asking going to Rav Yochanan. Damer ein mivi alisa shein mizana. So she'isha shenadru benazru nit mizrachach hefer la baila ein mivi alisa of the ein korban lachatzim minyan shenazirus. There's no korban for just some partial counting of naziris. The cave in the hefela butlu kol din naziris mikan ve'ilach. Right, and it sounds like. So, what's the assumption? What is the reason why she doesn't bring the olas of? Is because her naziris was stopped. The whole naziris was stopped, presumably. Right, but wait a second. Metumas meis aleis atzara lo hefela. But maybe the Ran says from the tumas meis she, which is not a tzara for her, he wasn't made for her. V'nitza shafilu la'achar ha'afara. He was Harris Alatuma. If that's true, that even after that far, what should happen? She should still be not allowed to become Tameya. The cave in Shekin, lo mikri legabe tuma chatzi minyan, shanaziris. In which case, you shouldn't call that chatzi naziris. Why? Because he didn't stop that part. The Isra of becoming Tamei Meis should continue, right? Shari chayeves hi lahashlim kol minin nazirusa bitara. She has to continue the naziris and not become Tameya. Elavade mashma de bitoch shemefil layayin shemisana bo mefil atuma she'eni misana. Right? Well, elamai, what's totally clear, seemingly from this price. That's not true, right? But rather, since he was made for the yayin part, he's made for also the tuma part, right? So this whole idea of, you know, hafara for only a piece, right? Doesn't fly. Doesn't seem to make sense, right? And really, it's almost like, come on, like you tell me he's made for only the tzad tumas, you know, the tzad yayin, not the tzad tumas. It can't be, right? So this whole idea of Rav Yochanan doesn't seem to make sense. So Amar Yisrael Gemara answers back, no, tumas meis nami isla tzara. No, it's not true. Maybe the answer is that tumas meis actually has tzar. Why is that? We mentioned this pasuk before, right? That it's better to go, the pasuk says, better to go to the base Avel than to go to a base mishta, right? Because you go to a base mishta, so you have fun. You go to a base Avel, you learn something, right? You learn about the importance of life and using your life the right way, etc. The people who still remain alive, they learn something. V'tanya, how do Remeir Omer? So what Remeir says? What's the pshat that a person, the living, learns something? The yas the yispod yispodun lay the yifkun yifkun lay the yikaver yikperene. That a person learns like this. They say if a person is masped other people, what happens? People will be then their life after 120 people will be masped them. If the person is cries for someone else who passes away, people will cry for them. If you do kuvurs Yisrael for other people, people will do kuvurs Yisrael for you. So there's an advantage to being involved in being, you know, and taking care of the needs of the mace. And therefore, since a person sees that, they don't feel that, you know, being mitamel mace, not the tumah per se, but the involvement if it has a lot of value. And therefore, that's the reason why. So answer meaning, point being, I don't know, don't tell me that the answer is because that's ridiculous, you never would split out the zeros and F. No, I don't know, maybe it's just that it actually fits, right? And there's a tsar in both. And that's why the husband's allowed to, you know, that's why here the Afara knocks out the whole Naziris, and we could still say, perhaps, that Rav Yochanan's Shita, that you can be knock out only the parts that are Inoy and not the parts that are not Inoy, maybe that's still a possibility. We don't have a conclusive, but at least you haven't been able to knock it out. And we'll stop here with the Mishnah tomorrow. Okay. Shkoyach.